Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 45. I'm Mike Earl.
45.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And today we will be discussing, tech news or whatever
we
decide
want
to talk about, because that's what it's become
show
at this point. it's generally tech news and geeky items and maybe a rant or two here and there. I mean, you never know when one of those might get thrown in. Could be maybe we'll talk about a little bit of movie, but maybe we'll wait for that for next week. There's one little movie thing I am going to talk about right away, actually. And I feel like I'm just rambling now. If you're listening live, you know that it's kind of like it's a little after 8 o'clock, but we start a little late tonight. But typically 8 p.m. on the Thursday evenings, Central Standard Time, is when we begin our show. And so we always encourage you to join us live if you have the time available to do so. Join us in the chat, see what's happening. Otherwise, you can always find our podcast later on iTunes, which you may have already done, and that's why you're listening, or on our website, bleedgeek.com. This is the week of, today is the 29th of March,
29th.
I want to say. Nearing the end of March already, which is pure insanity in my mind, I guess.
It's almost April.
That's kind of crazy. Ooh, I'm going to pull some good April Fool's jokes in you guys. You just wait. It's bad it's a Sunday, huh? Is it a Sunday? It's a Sunday. It's this Sunday.
You need like a calendar app up on your computer right when you start off.
I don't know what day. I have a pretty good idea.
He does scheduling for guards. You would think with a guy's mind like this that something as simple as today's date would
not
slip.
It just doesn't seem to be important to me. Whatever day it is, it's that day. And whatever. It's all relative, Randy. Relativity.
I've been reading all about it, actually.
Before we get into tech news, I would just like to... One bit of movie news is that Anchorman 2 was announced yesterday, I believe, on Conan.
On Conan, yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Ron Burgundy announced it.
Ron Burgundy came on, played some jazz flute. Killed it, you know, made fun of Conan for a while. It was like a 5-minute clip, and then he left. So yeah, it sounds like the entire cast is gonna be back, so that's pretty sweet. Although I feel like it's gonna be like way too much hype and it's never gonna live up to it, but
as long as it doesn't end up like The Hangover 2.
Yeah, I still haven't seen
or
that.
Or Hangover 3 that I hear is coming out.
Or the
problem
Hangover
with 4. Hangover 2 was it was Hangover 1. It was like Home Alone 2, where the movie is just the exact same thing as the
first
one.
Just somewhere else?
You just put it in a different location and tweak like minor things.
Instead of a creepy neighbor guy, it's a creepy pigeon lady.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Instead of Chicago, it's New York.
Personally, did not like the first Anchorman anyways, so it does nothing for me. I mean,
you may be the first person.
When was the last time you saw it?
Huh?
When was the last time you saw it?
A long time ago.
Well, maybe
just
your
because
tastes
I don't...
have changed. It's like a fine wine.
I don't like
a
wine.
A fine scotch.
Scotch.
See, there you are.
I don't know.
Are
it
you
just
a Will
seemed...
Ferrell fan?
Yes. Like Step Brothers, I laughed the entire movie.
I think you just need
to
see it again.
But it's... I don't...
I'll go get it right now.
We'll
be back
own
shortly.
The movie.
We'll be back shortly.
I own the movie.
We're going to put this podcast on pause for about an hour and a half.
Anyways.
We'll be right back.
Anyways.
All right, we're still here, I guess.
I'm extremely excited by that news. Because the first one is one of those movies that first time I saw it, I was on the floor during some
I love
of those
that movie.
Scenes. And I can still go back and rewatch that movie
again.
And laugh throughout.
It just seemed, to me,
did you
when
like,
I watched it, it was just
did
like,
you like Talladega Nights?
Not really. Like, there was funny parts of it,
yeah,
but it, like, it
that
just
one was
seemed,
a little over the top.
Both of them, to me, just seemed like it was like, oh, how can we insert a funny line here, you know? And it's like, just too many forced one-liners for me.
Because someone stabbed a man with a trident? Is that why you're upset?
Yeah. Damn. I don't know. So that, I don't know.
Frick killed a man.
So, that's my opinion, but whatever.
No, I mean, I can see what you mean, but... Then I don't care because I love that movie.
Good for you.
Good for me.
Good for you.
I remember hearing when they first talked about a sequel a while back, there was talk of it actually being like a musical that they were going to like put on Broadway or something.
Like, I don't know.
It'll be interesting Spider-Man. To see if it like means. Kind of, I don't know. To kind of just keep it from being the same thing again, I think, is what they're looking to do.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
Interesting.
I think it'll never be able to live up to the hype, so I'm already disappointed in it right now. But I'm super excited still. So, aside from that, and unless you're living under a rock, I guess the only other movie news we were going to talk about this week is technically Matt's supposed to be on next week, and we'll probably get into movies, but Hunger Games came out and killed it. So, not necessarily killed it like it was a great movie, but in the box office, it is killing it.
Yeah, record sales, wasn't it?
It was like number three for a weekend.
Third highest grossing.
I mean, if you're not going to go number one, what's the point of even going? But
the other ones, it was The Dark Knight and the last Harry Potter.
Yeah, the seventh Harry Potter. So this would be the eighth Harry Potter.
So that's pretty legit. Like,
right. It beat out Twilight, so.
Yeah.
Which is good, right?
Yeah.
And all the Star Wars movies, technically.
A mass appeal than the Twilight. Yeah. It's a very niche market. I mean, they're.
Like teenage girls.
Devoted and crazy. I think it's like middle-aged ladies, too.
Right. Fair enough.
But. It was interesting seeing, like, the crowd when I went.
And if you really want to know what Matt thinks about the movie.
Of course, you can always
read his review. Where do they find that, Matt?
That would be on bleedgeek.com/movies.
There's a link in chat.
Two reviews up. You got my take on it and our friend Dave Vandergriff's take on it. He was much, I mean, I wouldn't say more positive because I gave it a pretty good review as well.
It's not like you were completely hating on it, but right.
And he absolutely loved it, whereas I had some issues with it.
Right. But anyways, moving on. You want to talk about Google for a little while, Randy? Your favorite company? Google?
I'd rather talk about Kevin, I guess, but Google works.
I don't have any Kevin news this week.
I know.
Hate to break it to you, Todd, but that's the way it is.
Yes. I didn't hear that the Google Drive was coming.
So GigaOm is reporting. I don't know if anyone knows Om Malik. He's a... Whatever, he writes GigaOm. It's a little site. It's a smaller tech site, but he has some decent sources usually. And some of his sources are telling him that in April, Google Drive is going to be coming. So a competitor for Dropbox and iCloud. And it'll be interesting to see Google's take on it, I think, for sure.
Yep.
But and at the same time, I don't see a real... Like, I guess I see a little point. But like Google Docs kind of...
Is that
takes care of it really?
Right.
I mean, not to a point. I guess you want to like throw a PDF or something up right. there or a picture, but then they have Picasa too. I mean, it's...
well, and they have Google Music, which you could technically do the same thing,
right?
Since you can download your stuff now too.
So it's like it's interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. And, I mean, eventually there'll be an app for Android, so it'll be interesting to see how. What that's like
and how integrated they can make it. Like I think right. I think it's cool. I like I said, I want to see maybe they have something crazy take on it that I would never even have thought of, and so they I'm are, sure it'll be integrated to Google Plus too.
They're Google Play.
Oh, Google Plus as well.
Oh right. Oh yep.
But Google Play too. There was also rumor that Google was making a commenting platform to compete with Facebook, really.
I think this is awesome.
I think it's a good idea.
Because there's nothing else really out there right now.
You can kind of use Twitter, but not... It's like 99% Facebook, 1% Twitter.
Right. And so it'll be interesting, well, again, to see what their take is on this as well.
And I think that's a place where they can really make Google Plus work, if they can make that work.
Completely agree. Especially like with the Facebook commenting system, you know, it's like, I mean, you have to be signed into Facebook and you can leave your comments. So to kind of help people move, at least you like, so Google can finally pull in some content, I guess, from people, which, I mean, that's how Google makes their money, you know, is by reading people's comments and reading what they're doing.
Making that ad even more targeted.
Right. And So I think it's cool.
It's definitely interesting. I think it's something that's needed, whether it be, I like Google Plus, sure, but I could care less if it succeeds or not, I guess, really. And I could care less if Facebook is obviously succeeding, but there needs to be some competition in that market because Facebook will never change it otherwise. They're just going to, it'll be dry. Like, competition drives everything to be better.
Well, look at what Android has done to Apple.
Right. Android and iOS, which are almost level right now, again, in the mobile market right now. It's like 48 and 43,
you know, it's
which
like,
is ridiculous considering that that's absolutely killing everybody else.
Well, that's, I just read too, like, the BlackBerry,
Rim,
or Rim C, was it the CEO, just stepped down today?
No, it was, well, because,
it was, it
well,
was,
that's at, well, we can skip to that, but we can wait.
Oh, I didn't even catch that it was in there. Anyways, my bad.
But,
I still
yeah.
have more stuff about Google, but.
Right, but yeah, they're killing Rim, so. Which we will talk about a little bit later.
My bad.
But yeah, so I think it's good that they're doing a platform for comments, because not only is there one needed, but yeah, because Facebook, like, I feel like it just really slows sites down to a point, unless you have your own in-house commenting system. I know we talk. We've been talking about The Verge a lot lately, but I know they just implemented a new system, which I think actually is pretty, like, it doesn't load them all right away when it loads the page, so it makes the pages load faster, mm-hmm. so that's kind of nice. So it's sped up their site.
That's good.
But comments are a huge problem no matter where you go. Pando Daily, I just saw, started a new commenting system, too. It's a continual thing, and we have problems on the movie site. I mean, 100 a day comments we're getting at this point is... Absolutely.
Is it really that bad?
It's not 100.
The comments are turned off, so I haven't been getting
good.
Them, but
well, I stopped emailing you. That's why they're still happening on the site. Like, it's still been ridiculous. Neither here nor there. But there's a problem. I mean, and trolling is always a huge problem in comments. So
trolls make me laugh, though.
Sometimes. Well, but I'm sure that this happened on Raptor Source, let's say, when it's absolutely pissed you off to no end.
Oh, yeah. For a while, we had so many spammers coming in and, you know, bots that...
Well, and that's the other thing, too. It's hard to fight everything.
As soon as any place makes a stop for it, the people who want to do spam and stuff are, in the next day, have some workaround for it.
It's
you
just
know?
Like malware.
It's a never-ending battle.
It's the same thing with Windows and Apple. It's just a constant battle, one up the other one. You know, not against each other, but against malware.
Right. Apple doesn't get malware, I thought.
Yeah, because it runs on magic. That's right. You know it. But yeah. So that's fun.
Yep. Tablets.
And just a little bit earlier, a couple hours ago, actually, Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google is actually going to sell the tablets directly, like themselves, through Asus and Samsung. I mean, it was rumored before that they were going to have an Asus branded Nexus type tablet, like how they do with their phones right now, where they have developers come in and work with them, and they build a tablet to go with the software, and it's like their flagship, like the Galaxy Nexus mm-hmm. and the Nexi. Previous
Nexuses,
maybe Nexi.
Anyways,
but now it's saying that they're going to sell them directly. So I don't know if that means like a store or what exactly, or if they're just having someone make hardware that they're directing. I don't know. It's interesting. There's one other Google thing I didn't put on here that I would like to add as well. Is Google announced. 2 days ago, I think, they're going to allow people to sign up to get personalized analytics
yep.
of what you do. So if you have a Google Plus or Gmail, let's say, so you're basically always signed in on your web browser. So anything you look at, they basically see, but especially the things you do within Google. Like, it's like an analytics sort of like, they'll tell you like how many emails you sent, how many searches you did.
I think it's cool.
I think it is cool. But at the same time, I think it's misleading. Like, because there's been so much problem with their privacy policy that people have been so up in arms about it lately that I think they're trying to make it look like, well, it's not that much data. So they're given a little view of it to make people kind of think, well, that's I don't care if they know that about yeah. me, because it's such minor details in the grand scope of what they actually know. If that makes sense.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
It is crazy. Like, and I mean, I know how much they could track just because like we use Google Analytics for our site and stuff. And I mean, that's the whole point of it is to track, but it's insane to me still, even with our site, like the amount of information we can find out, like we can pinpoint down to basically a city where people come from, what browser they're using, what kind of computer they have.
Yep.
What you know, operating system, how long they spend there, what they click on, if they're returning users. We know what you're
looking at.
I mean, it's insane. Like, really.
To go along. Do you have more?
No.
Oh, to go along with the insane. So I read an interesting story today about what Google is doing now. Google runs a CAPTCHA service.
Mm-hmm.
So CAPTCHA is like if you sign up for a forum or you want to make like a comment, what they do is they put sort of this obscure picture on there and you have to type out what you think that, like the what the words, are. What the letters are. Well, what they're doing is they're trying to pinpoint specific addresses now in their Google Maps. So what they're doing is they're using Google Maps, like street, like if their Google Maps car takes a picture of somebody's mailbox, they're putting like a black and white, like kind of stripped down version of that mailbox number. And so if you say, you know, it's like, so, well, all three of us say, you know, oh, this one says 2735 and one person says, you know, it's 0000, you know, they're taking all of those statistics and linking it to that picture in Google Maps
to decide that the common person thinks that this is the number, so we're going to say that that's the address. And then,
yep, and so they're going to equate that to an actual address then, which
and that's how they decide what the addresses are,
what the numbers are. So like if you look up, you know,
if I put in Google Maps 2700 Rice Street,
right,
they decide that based on they went by a mailbox, it should be approximately here.
Yep,
because 2715 is right up the road a little bit.
Exactly,
that's kind of insane.
That's scary. That, like, I mean, and it makes sense because it only helps their Google Maps service get that much more accurate.
Well, and just their picture recognition of anything is just getting that much better then. I mean, we had talked about that a long time ago, just that they were trying to get, that's the whole point of the CAPTCHA service was they were slowly figuring out what, there's no right or wrong answer to it. It's because they want to see what you think it is to gain that knowledge, and that idea in general is crazy, but now that they're using it for that actually makes, I mean, that's like a crazy use for it, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know though. Yeah, their CAPTCHA service is just brilliant how they do it, and it, I mean, it's really hard to sort of explain, you know,
right.
but like when you understand it, it's like you guys get it completely, you know, because they, I mean, if you see something, like, when they show some of these obscure letters, really, it's from, like, all these obscure letters are from some sort of picture randomly on Google, and it helps. So, you know, if a million people say, this says Mike on here, or Adidas, you know, and 300 people say it says Adidas, you know, they're going to go, they'll associate that Adidas word with that picture, so when you search, you know, that's what's would help their all their search results. I think they
just have so many people just like sitting around doing just crazy shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, do they just have like think of the servers they have just for Google Maps alone, like the amount of processing power that's behind it, just in general, like, plus that has to be set to scale because so many API use it, like they have an API out for anybody to use. So many people are using their, I don't know. It's just crazy.
They're, yeah, they get it.
They just throw money at shit.
Yep. That's what they've got,
yeah, money. This seems kind of cool. Let's throw some money at it and see what happens.
It's funny that
that's not working. Google's let's just kill it.
It's funny that Google has nowhere near the amount of cash that Apple does, like, in retrospect. You know, and Apple is so, I don't want to say, like, close-minded, you know, but, all, like, this is their vision and that's what they're doing, where Google's like, that means. And
Apple's focus is like this. Google's focus is like this.
And it's not like, I mean, when you compare the two, like how much money they really have, I mean, it seems crazy because Google's not even close. But at the same time, it's like how much Google, like it'd be interesting to see like how many products they're trying to push out that they're like, scrap it. Let's move on to the next one, you know? And they're just like, whatever. That was like a couple million. Whatevs. And Apple's just like, look at all of our money. We're so fancy pants. Oh, man.
I don't think that's what they say.
That's what they say, Mike. I heard him.
Tim Cook.
Yeah. In that voice.
He's a little bit voice. On the other
and
side.
He's, yeah. He's lighting his cigars with $100 bills. two of them at a time. Heard it here first.
There's another interesting little stat that came out today that's also not on my list. But it said that Google makes four times as much money basically off iOS as they do Android in ads.
They said that wasn't true, though. There's another story.
I've seen things that were like, that can't be true. But just, I mean, it's interesting. And everyone else is making money off Android, but neither here nor there. Anything else you want to say about Google besides that they're insane?
Go Google.
Obviously. Yeah, that's enough Google, I think. The Xbox added HBO Go, I believe, today or yesterday. It was, like, came out. You know? No?
I don't know. I know it came out, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty...
And then they also have added Xfinity Cable, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if it's just like their on-demand type services or if it's like actually can act as a cable box. But
no, I heard
do you have Xfinity Cable? Is that why you're giving me a weird look?
I heard it's acting as a cable box.
Yeah.
Because they said that people will be able to get rid of them, like, which would be that crazy sense, if that's though. True.
You know, I hate having, like, you know, like
another
so thing. Many systems hooked up, blah 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 blah, like all these different things running. 17 different remotes. I mean, obviously you get universal 17 remotes.
Mike,
I made that number up. Remotes. I have like two remotes, but still.
See, you're just making stuff up.
Throw numbers out there. Right. It's sticking. You're swatting them down. Whatever.
I'm just calling it out.
It's your goddamn negativity. That's what it is. I'm an idea man. All right.
Anyways.
HBO Go also may have refreshed their iPad app, but I just saw before we started that there's some exclusive Game of Thrones interactive content on that app, so I'll have to check that out afterwards.
Did you get the first season?
I have it's the first the disc just oh. got to my apartment today from Netflix.
We interrupted him for now. I didn't get to watch it. I know. Well, it starts.
There was another deal on Amazon again for the Blu-ray set, and I was like, oh, I should do this, and I didn't.
Was it back at 35
and
again?
Yes, it was, and I kicked myself again for not doing it. So just should have just pulled the trigger.
Season 2 starts on Sunday.
It's good. I
need to read the book, though, before I watch it. Because I feel like there's so much that happened. I was so, like, I way rather have read books before I see things, like... I don't know. Maybe I'm a crazy person. I think it makes sense to people and just
like,
fine, but...
Like I was pointed out, because I'd been listening to the audio version of the books while I was at work doing stuff, and the, like, one book, I believe, is 30 hours of listening, and after listening for 5 hours, that was...
The first episode?
One episode.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, you got to think there was only 10 episodes and it was the whole book and it was right. 30. I mean, that's 3 hours an episode, essentially. Plus, they cut stuff out and move it around. Whatever.
Whatevs.
That's all I have about HBO. Do you have anything you want to say about HBO? Go HBO. Get it because it's like HBO Go. It's funny. No?
No.
I should look into that HBO Go, though.
Do you have HBO? You have to have HBO, though.
Okay.
Do you have HBO?
No.
I don't really do anything for you.
You could share passwords. Just
share
saying.
Share passwords. With someone who has HBO.
So then you guys can like split the cost of HBO. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to watch it on my iPad. With a retina display. And it looks fancy pants.
Ooh.
Too bad it doesn't have HDMI out. Hmm.
There's a connector.
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably costs like $80. Because that's what Apple does.
$30.
Yeah, I'd rather have a
you just
mini
use,
HDMI out.
It doesn't work, though, anyway. HBO blocks it from working.
What a-holes.
Like only the audio can go out, like, an AirPlay, too, because you could just AirPlay it. You don't even need a cable. You can do 1080p AirPlay now with the new iPad, the new Apple TV. But HBO blocks it because they don't want it on the big screen, which is why I think it's crazy that they allow it to be on the Xbox. But only through certain providers. Neither here nor there. Apple. We only have a little bit of Apple news, unfortunately, for all you
man.
Apple lovers out there.
I'm so sad.
But there is some discrepancy with Australia having an issue, because from what I understand, because the 4G means something else down there, or it's not what they define as 4G in Australia, so they have a lawsuit against them about the name being used, and so they're offering rebates, which obviously they bought iPads. They're not just going to, I mean, refunds, you know, you can return it, but that just seems crazy because obviously if you bought it, you're already using it. You're not going to care. You knew what it was. But that's how those things work. And for some reason, Tim Cook is in China, and it's like the biggest news in the world all over everything today. Did you see it everywhere today?
Yes.
Tim Cook's in China. Whatever. He was at Foxconn. I don't really see why it's a big deal other than that it was a big deal a little bit ago. And that people are making a big deal out of it. But maybe he's there checking things out. And that is all the Apple news. Unless you'd like to say something about Apple. Or Matt. Maybe Matt has some words about his Retina display.
You have too much money.
That's me or Apple?
We'll have too much money tomorrow after we win the lotto.
Ooh. Heard it here first. Then we're going to have a podcast every day. Man. About random. It'll be a topic a day. We'll do like general knowledge Mondays, technology Thursdays.
We'll do what we want.
We'll have a morning show. We'll have a morning show.
I don't know. Maybe an
early afternoon show. It'll be a good time.
You know, brunch.
We'll have a full-time football podcast, or like a 10-minute one a day or something. I don't know. Who knows? We'll do what we want. We'll have $550 million or something crazy.
Or whatever.
That's what it is before, right? That's what it's up to.
340? 320
something, yeah.
With the lump sum?
A lot.
It's a lot. $500 million. How crazy is that?
Pretty crazy. A
crap load of money.
Anyways.
We like Apple. No dreaming. We'll be like Apple.
Lumina 900. That's a Windows phone.
That is a Windows phone.
And they're all sorts of, they look sweet.
Yeah, well, the 800 is the current, the high-end model. And the 900 is coming out on AT&T, or is out? Coming out. Soon, maybe right now, maybe today. I feel like it's not out yet, though. I think it's early April.
As much as we had our doubts about Windows phones, I think they're honestly going to do all right in the end. They have a lot of good things going for them right now, and I foresee honestly in the next year, I mean that they'll be taking over BlackBerry even.
Oh yeah. I agree. I think they'll easily...
Which would be awesome.
...pull a heavy third hand, I think, soon. But the Lumia 900 is going to be sold at AT&T for only $100, which is pretty good for their top-end phone. I mean, even the low-end like iPhone and the low-end, most of the higher low-end Android, if that makes sense, like the higher tier, the lower end of the high tier of Android phones are at least $200.
Yeah, let's...
I mean, Galaxy Nexus is... 250, 300?
300 still.
300?
Yep.
Unless you find a good deal. Amazon's giving away for a penny or something. I don't know.
I know they had them for 99.
They do crazy shit at Amazon.
They do what they want there.
They just said Jeff Bezos just went and found the rockets from Apollo 11. He just does what he wants. That's the CEO of Amazon, by the way, in case anyone's paying attention to me ramble.
Like I said, you know, I was really excited about the Nexus. That's what I wanted to do. But after playing with it and feeling it, you know, it's like, it's really too big for me. But I'm super excited about the Galaxy, or the, Galaxy S3.
Isn't that going to be the same size?
There's rumors going both directions that it's going to be a 4-inch screen, and there's rumors that it's going to be a 4.6.
4 inches, I think, is pretty close to perfect. I mean, the iPhone's 3.5, obviously. And I could see how people think it's small. Like, I have no issue with it at all. But I think I could use another 1/2 inch of real estate.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, I would not want to go bigger than 4.2, I think, at the most. Like,
yeah. The other ones are just too... Like, even, like, the Razer is a 4.6. And it's... I mean, it helps that it's super thin because it makes it feel not quite as bulky. Mm-hmm. But still, it's such a... It's like your whole pocket.
Yep.
You know, it's like at that point, why not just get the Galaxy Note? Why not just go all out? Could I make fun of you? I know.
Supposedly, they sold 5 million of them in the last 5 months. Supposedly.
That's pretty sweet.
I didn't even know it was out for 5 months already.
Neither did I.
But I think it came out in Europe first. I think that's why. I think it was just recently released in America.
Is that the one that's like the cross between a tablet and a phone?
A phablet?
Is it, what size is it?
A tone? 5.7 or something? 5.6? Yeah,
5.something.
It's got a stylus? See,
it's just like, just go either way.
It just makes you want to laugh at someone if you saw them, right?
Yeah.
Like you're holding that. Think about holding that up to your. Hello.
Do you keep it?
Hello. I got to hold it with both hands. Hello.
It's kind of like people that. What are we in the 80s again? iPad, though. It's like, what do you. Like, all of the reviews I've read is like, why did you guys put the good camera on the back? Why didn't you use that for, like, the FaceTime and stuff? You know, because who honestly is going to go out and, like, try taking pictures with something that's like this? It's like,
Oh, and I was at the Twins game last summer. The girl in front of us was sitting there with her iPad. I'm like, here's my nice.
Well, and that means
camera.
She has a horrible. This one has a horrible camera on it, too. And that's obviously last year.
But yeah, it's like you either bring your cell phone, which is just slides in your pocket and it has a decent camera, or you bring a digital camera.
Well, even the phones now, though, like the Galaxy Nexus and the 4S iPhone and some of the other Android phones, even the Windows phone, like. Have
legit
remarkable camera for the size of being on a phone and stuff. Their cameras are amazing.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to keep to see where they go, because it's like the next things that they have to improve is like the light sensors for them. And once they can figure out how to shrink those down, that they'll have it nailed.
Yeah, that's what I know with the 4S camera. I know they show they have they've put in three more lenses into it to allow that light in. And I've seen, you see pictures of it. Like, even just an upgrade from the 4, that was one of the biggest things was the camera, so. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, while we're talking about Windows, what?
The next topic. I didn't see that either. It's funny.
So, Windows has had this, they call it the smoking challenge? Is that what they call it?
Yep.
So, Windows... And is it going on at all Windows stores?
Don't know if it's going on at all. And I would,
so that'd be kind of fun to go to, just to watch. But anyway, so they have this challenge. Basically, you get in line, and if you're, they basically pull out a random task, and if your phone can do it faster than the Windows phone they have there, you get a new laptop and a new phone, I believe.
Yep.
A Hunger Games laptop, if you're into that sort of thing. But... Basically, they do random tasks, and one of them was show the weather in two cities. And so some guy went and won, but he had it set up because he had two different weather widgets on his on his home screen, so he pulled it up right away and both of them were up, and so he had won. But then they came out and tried to tell him that it had to be in different states, and so he didn't win. And so then it turned into this huge deal. And they ended up giving him a laptop and the phone, which he auctioned off for charity, actually.
That's cool.
But,
yeah. It's a cool promotion.
Yeah.
Still, you know. I mean, because
they did a thing on The Verge where they went and did it, and they lost. But they told them that they've had a lot of winners, so.
That's cool.
It's like they want you to turn your phone completely off, and then you turn it on and see how fast you can do something. And some of it's actual functionality stuff, like take a photo and upload it to Facebook. Who can do it the fastest? Like something you would do in real life. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I don't know. Like it's a good promotional way to get people interested in their phones and prove to the world that they have
they can compete on that level.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. I think it's definitely interesting. And then our last three stories are a little more on the negative side, I guess.
Wah, wah, wah.
And all came out today. But Best Buy announced this morning that they were closing 50 of their stores and laying off 400 corporate workers, which is pretty insane.
Hits home.
Yeah.
Literally. Because they're
right down the road here.
Yeah, their corporate office is
not right down the road, 494 and 35W. Right. But still,
within 20 minutes of us,
right?
You know, but so that was, I was shocked by that. But have they produced a list of which stores are closing yet?
I haven't seen anything about which stores. And they said they're only they say they're laying off 400 corporate employees, but I gotta assume when you're closing out 50 stores, there's a lot more retail people that are getting let go.
Yep.
But they do want to open more of their mobile stores,
right?
The smaller ones, like within the mall,
which makes sense. So I don't know if they mean like a kiosk almost, or if it's more of a
they have one
kind of like an Apple store, really.
It's much smaller than an Apple store.
Okay.
It was like a
T-Mobile store.
It wasn't a kiosk where it's like the middle, you know, little stand.
But it wasn't big either.
Yeah, it was a pretty small space. You know, a couple phones in there. You know, of course the big one right now is the iPad and you know, right. iPhones and things like that. But
yeah. I mean it makes sense cuz they want to open 100 of these mobile stores. And the strategy makes sense because right now they just can't compete with Amazon. I mean, it's essentially their free show floor for Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, check something out, decide you want it, order on Amazon because it's cheaper and there's no tax. That's what I do. I mean, honestly, like, I've done it, you know. Yep. I'm sure maybe you guys have too, but
I have been a fairly loyal Best Buy guy.
Yeah.
I don't know for whatever reason, but just recently the way they've been doing, I mean, my big thing that I've always purchased there was movies and music.
Right.
And now that they've cut down so much on it.
Well, they don't carry anything out of the best sellers anymore.
To Amazon. Or even just like,
well, that's what, yeah, I agree. Cause that was what was nice about, like, you'd go to Target and there was a limited selection. Yeah. So you'd go to Best Buy cause they used to have so many different yep. CDs and, but the same reason that Target doesn't have it. There's not that much overhead on CDs, so they slowly reduce that section to make room for the bigger money makers, whether it be TVs and appliances or cameras or iPads, which I can't see them actually making money off of anyway.
Right.
Because
everybody has to be...
Because Apple, Apple everybody keeps has to them have the same to price, the basically. Same price, right.
Yep.
The only promotions they can do is give away free gift cards. I mean, which is good, too, because it draws people back to your store.
Even when I went to buy this, initially, I went to Best Buy. I actually tried Best Buy twice before I even went to the Apple store.
By this, he means his iPad,
yes,
of course.
My iPad 3 here. So I went there twice. Each time they were sold out, of course. I'm like, I should just check the Apple store. And then in talking to the guy, I'm like, so do you even have any in stock? He's like, yeah, we got tons of them. It's like, I see what you're doing.
It's logical,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Why allow someone else to sell something that's going to bring a ton of money into your store?
But at the same time, though, I did see after the first weekend a percentage of iPads sold, and the percentage at Apple stores and Best Buy were very close, like within 1-2%. But I think there's a lot more Best Buys.
Yeah, that's true.
But really, the top two sellers were Verizon stores and AT&T stores, actually.
Yeah.
And then Sprint was like fifth. Which is funny because I don't think they don't have the 4G models, but they have iPad, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's hard for them, and I think they do need a different strategy if they're going to continue to keep up, because it's not just Amazon. I mean, it is Amazon, but there's other. Newegg.
Well, tons of any online Woot,
which
realtor,
is owned by Amazon, but
realtor, retail,
and the other problem is their website sucks.
Who's
Best Buy's?
Yes, it does.
Not that Amazon's is good, but Best Buy's is horrible.
Amazon could improve theirs so much.
There is a new UI. I heard. I seen it one time when I logged in at work, and I didn't know it was me before I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went away. But I've heard good things. Like a few people have said there's a new UI rolled out that I don't know if they're just testing it or. But I've heard good things. Because there's, yes, it's bad as well. But Best Buy's, like, they've recently changed it within the last year or so, and it's gotten worse. But that's maybe just me. Anything else you want to say about Best Buy? Besides that, it's kind of sad news? Can't say I'm shocked, I guess?
No,
I don't.
I mean, and
I
even,
don't really buy anything there unless I'm strapped and need something now. Honestly,
so, I mean, Amazon, I get free shipping for 2 days. I mean, really, next day shipping is $3, you know, like $3.99. But I mean, even their TV sales had to have gone to Walmart and Best Buy or Walmart and Target at this point, because mm-hmm. Walmart sells a crap ton of TVs too. Like, they have a giant mm-hmm. selection, and honestly, it's probably cheaper because they're Walmart and they have the buying power.
Mm-hmm.
And like you look at, I mean, physical media in itself is going away too. Back to the CDs and DVD. Like I don't plan to buy any physical media ever again, really. Maybe
it... It's tough. It's a tough. I mean, part of it's just an adjustment, you know, because part of me still enjoys having like a physical disc in my hand. You know, so there's something to be said still about having that.
I agree, but
you spent the money on it. You want something tangible in your
hand. Yeah. And it's like when I like bought Battlefield 3 or Call of Duty. You know, you can either buy the digital download or you can buy the disc. And I mean, games are kind of different, I guess, because. But for me, it's like the install is much quicker to have the disc, because otherwise you're dependent on your internet and their servers, hoping that they're not flooded, you know. So,
and at that same time, if you're dependent on a streaming services for things like movies and music, at any point you could have internet troubles, and then what are you going to do?
Right.
But on the other hand, like I've moved multiple times with 10 boxes of movies and.
Well, how many CDs did you give Josh?
I don't know. What did I? The three of us had to carry it out, right?
Yep.
Like, and that's the thing. It's like, and I understand, like, that was, it built up for a long time, obviously, for me. But, and I'm sure most people don't have that large of amounts, I guess. But it's just so much nicer that, oh, look, I have 100 movies on my hard drive instead of 100 movies in three boxes over here.
I've been able to do it with music. I have not been able to do it with movies. There's even just something about having that shelf where I have my collection stored.
That your kid goes and knocks everything off of?
Well, thankfully I live alone.
I know. I'm just...
It's funny, like, looking at... Like, when I first got married and stuff and looking at... I saw a picture of our... That our DVD rack was in, you know, and I think we maybe had 30 or 40 DVDs on there, you know, and now we have... What, like... 30 on a shelf, you know, and 5 shelves worth. Right. You know, and it's like, yeah, there's something about just being able to go throw it in and
it was a hard decision for, like, with movies, like I've been trying to get away, like that's what I've been working on now. Like music was easy. I got away from that a long time ago. iPods made that super convenient. Yeah.
Do you have backups of all of your stuff or is it in one location?
It's in, well, for my music it's in 3 locations.
In the cloud.
It's in all the clouds. Movies are only in one right now, but my music is everywhere, but I still have all my movies too.
Yep.
So whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But it's just like, I just want to get rid of everything. Like I hate, like it's such a huge imprint, you know, like.
Well, look how much space all of your DVDs take up.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, and then even with books, like I want to do with books too now, because like. But I can't, that's going to be the hardest one for me.
And that's just like with Lydia, you know, because she got an e-reader, Sony e-reader, and it was nice. But it's like in the end, she wants a library,
right?
You know, and you can't build a library with an e-reader. You can build a library of books, but to actually have a physical, I don't know, there's something about having like a physical room
it's
full of books.
See, it's funny is because like I know once I get all my movies to a point where I can get rid of them, I'm fine with selling the DVDs, but the books I just want to pack up somewhere and keep. Because I don't want to, I'm not.
Maybe they'll turn into like relics.
Right, you know, Fahrenheit 451, right?
Totally. Totally.
But.
Equilibrium.
Yeah.
Check it out if you haven't seen it.
I feel like we went off on a little tangent there, but hey, that's
Best Buy related.
That's what we do, right?
That's what happens when it's your show.
Well, we're on our layoff kick, as Randy hinted toward earlier. Rim had their announcement. Did they do like what do you call that? A stock? They did some with their money where they told everyone what they were doing basically today, and. Recently, they had a dual CEO thing going on. Mike Lazaridis and Jim Basile. Anyway,
I don't know what his name is.
So they both stepped down as CEO, and Thurston Hines stepped up as their CEO now, and they were just on the board now. But now Jim Basile, that's his name, has also stepped down today. That's who you were thinking of. He stepped down from the director of the board of directors, as I think he might have been the co-chair of it. And they're laying off a ton of people as well. And some, a lot of executive people, is as if they are cleaning house, supposedly, as if it's going to save them. I saw a funny stat that I don't know if it said a year ago or how long ago. I think it was maybe even at the beginning of the year. RIM stock was $60 a share, and now it's $15. And by tomorrow, it's going to be half of that. But, and also in the layoff scam, layoffs, Maxim Magazine is laying off a bunch of people. I saw also because, I don't know, I'm sure they're printing less, they're selling less print ads, and there's, I don't know how much they sell anyway, but.
It's the way everything's going.
Digital is.
I have a friend from Raptor Source who is in the printing industry. They specialize, quote unquote, doing like junk mail printings, you know. And he said even in the last 5 years, it's been crazy how much less jobs they're getting from outside people. You know, like, I don't think printing will. I mean, printing won't ever go, like, 100% away, but, I mean, it's going to, more and more people are getting, you know, a smartphone, an iPad, a Ultrabook, you know, something that's super portable, and it, that, I mean, you have to change, you have to adapt with the world.
Well, even, let's say, okay, so you're talking, like they do printings, like, for, like, mailing out, like, large mailings, let's say, how often do you even use the mail anymore? Like, I think you still write a lot of checks. I know, like for me, like, I don't even mail out any bills anymore. Like,
I have to do two.
But you know what I mean? Like, but, especially the people our age.
But between, let's say, like, what I had to do, like, say, 5 years ago,
right,
is
you pay everything online.
A tenth, probably, you get of what I used to write.
Paperless bills.
Yep.
I mean, everything's moving in that direction, too.
Like, convenient.
Well, and it's that physical imprint. I mean, and for them, it's they're saving money not printing off a gajillion things every week and sending them out to people.
Well, you got to figure, like, a magazine like Maxim, too. It's like
90% ads anyway.
Or even just, like, a magazine in general. It's not like a book where you want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does somebody out there have, like, a box full of their, like, treasured Maxim magazines?
I bet you there's people that do.
I'd
be surprised.
I would assume
how many,
at some point they would upgrade to something a little more.
I literally just threw away probably like 10 years worth of Rolling Stones.
See, Rolling
a month ago.
It's a little different, like, and even like a Sports Illustrated to some degree, but at the same time, it's not like a book that you're gonna put on a shelf and treasure and go back to. You know, you finish with an issue, you're usually finished with an issue.
I would have thought the same thing, but I we have a box over here of all, not all, because I have boxes at my parents' house of all of my paintball magazines from 10 years ago, you know, that it's, I don't know, there's something like that kept me,
it's like,
to keep them, you know?
It's like, what if I need it again?
I know.
What if there's an article I need to look up?
And I finally got rid of like all of my four-wheeler magazines except for one, because me and Josh were in that one, you know? But
right.
Other than that, it's like, why did I keep
this? Like, I've honestly never went back and like, man, I should look up the issue from 1932, because I was clearly not alive then. But nor were they making Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
we've learned
yesterday.
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like I had boxes of magazines.
Oh, see, that's never been something that I've.
But I was gathered. Like, why? Why am I like, whatever? Like, just is as I'm trying to do with everything else. Like, just throw it out. Get rid of it.
And I'm a admitted
I'm trying to
comic
reduce.
Book nerd. So
I
struggle
have
with that
boxes
too,
of those
where it's like, do I ever want to do digital? Like, even like one of the first things I downloaded onto my iPad was
Marvel.
Little app.
I checked it out too right away. Like, but it's just not the same.
No, there's just something about having that box of comics.
Right.
Well, it's like I don't know. You can also look at it like from a collector standpoint.
Yeah.
Like,
those are
going to
be worth money.
The more and more things become digital, I feel like the more and more like a physical copy will end up turning into some sort of collector item.
Well, even now, look how much, you know, Action Comics number one is worth. I mean,
so I don't know. I mean, you can look at it that way also.
Well, I will say I didn't throw away my 1983 Rolling Stone away that had, you know, Return of the Jedi on the cover, so had to keep that, of course. 83.
I was going to say.
83.
Anywho.
That's all the news.
That's what we got.
So.
Give us a shout out on Facebook.
Well.
We want to talk about our live show.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Sure.
What do you want to talk about?
We're doing a live show.
Not live like show. How like we're live every Thursday live, but no,
like legit live. Like you guys could be sitting next to us. And listening to us.
Not next to. Maybe across from us.
Heckling from a distance.
Yeah.
You could probably throw tomatoes at us if you wanted. I'd prefer you didn't.
May 19th. 4 p.m.
Roseville.
Cafezia.com.
I think it's mycafezia.com or is it Cafezia?
It might be my. Don't quote me there.
Google it.
In Roseville, though. off of... Basically, County Road C and
Lexington.
Right there, right by the DMV.
The last time we were talking about it wasn't actually C, though. It was something
else.
It's
like Wood Hill or something
else, but it's literally right just
off of C.
Just
that other road, no one knows what it is, and no one's ever going to drive down it. So.
They have beer, they have wine, they've got food, they've got coffee. So come hang out.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good time. It's our first live show ever, so... You know,
who knows what'll happen?
It'll be a learning experience for us.
Maybe we'll light Matt on fire.
And
don't tell Matt though.
Don't tell Matt.
Just keep that between us.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be out of town on the 19th.
You're lying. Because you're gonna be roofied on the 18th. Anyways, yeah. So we're gonna do the live show. We'll probably be there for a couple hours, and then after that, we're going to go to Joe Sensor's, I believe.
Probably.
Tentatively, most likely, we're going to end up at Joe Sensor's in Roseville, so you can come out and have some more drinks with us. They have a huge
after
fish.
Party.
They have a huge fishbowl drink that maybe we'll get.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
It's true.
It's a night of mystery.
Multiple beasts.
Maybe we'll be rich.
Maybe we'll be rich. It won't.
Maybe we'll buy Joe Sensor's.
I don't want to buy Joe Sensor's.
Neither do I, but I'd like to know that I could if I had
$550
million. Everyone's got their price, Randy. We could, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so keep that date open and join us for that. And we're still waiting for word on the shirts, right?
I don't know what's going on with them right now. I meant to talk to the guy this last weekend about stuff because I was finally online and was chatting with him a little bit, but he had to leave early. So I'll give him a call actually this week. It's coming.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Keep tuned in for that. And as Randy started to say earlier, you can always find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/bleedgeek.
And if you just search Bleed Geek, you'll find us too.
That's true, actually. If you want to find out what's going on in the world of movies, you can check out our other site. What's that, Matt?
www.bleedgeek.com/movies/movies.
There's a link in chat to it.
And you can always follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek or @bleedgeek.
And with that, I believe is everything in general. Pretty much.
Follow us on Tumblr.
Yeah, why not? See what's happening. You never know.
Yeah, I think it's funny now because we have almost like if you search Bleed Geek on Google, we only have 2 search results that aren't us now.
Nice.
And it's this guy's damn Tumblr account. We need to post stuff on there or something because we need to kick that one out of there.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're taking over the world.
Over the world.
Follow us individually on Twitter.
I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
At Fowler FF.
As in at Fowler Frank.
But without the ank. And the ank.
No anks.
Rank.
Whatever.
Fowler, Foxtrot.
There you go.
which maybe at some point I will make use of.
Yeah, he doesn't really do much on there, but...
But go spam him.
Go spam him.
Troll him a little bit. You can always email us.
Trolling.
Our email is fans@bleakgeek.com. And if you want to call because you don't like to type or your whatever, you can always call us at 406-79-GEEKS.
Which is 406-794-3357.
That is correct.
Bam!
I like how you were prepared with that.
I know, because...
I'm like our calendar thing at the beginning here.
I know. See, what? At least I plan ahead a little bit.
First time.
Because after the calendar thing, I was kind of prepared to bring
first
it up.
First time for everything, Mike. Don't hate.
So with that, we will leave you.
Yep.
Thank you for listening, as always. Make sure to check out our site, bleedgeek.com. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.
Android.